We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Tuesday already.
It's amazing. How does that happen?
Everybody had a nice Monday. I know I did.
What is this? Is this thing a staple remover?
I think it is.
This whole thing?
Yeah, you click put the ridge under there and the staple falls down into the cup so that it doesn't just go flinging into the room, I guess. Somebody inventorated that. It's also a mini spoon rest. You can stick your chapsticks on there. You know, all kinds of stuff.
Your chapsticks.
Chopsticks. Oh, your chopsticks. Your chopsticks.
Like, what are you talking about?
Listen, you can put your chapstick in there, too.
Hey, Chowderhead, what are you talking like that for?
What are you talking about that for, huh?
Oh, my God, Jay.
Why you got that accent right now?
What
you just
is
talk
that
to Village?
Thing? No. I said chopsticks. Didn't I say chopsticks?
I don't know what you said.
Usually heard chopsticks to what?
You chowed ahead.
It's like your ears are all plugged up with gunk and crap and whatnot. Such and such. And so on.
You know,
and such as.
That.
Oh, Jay.
Anyway, tell us everything. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You went to Zeppelin.
I did. That was really...
Fake Zeppelin.
Fake Zeppelin.
But
oh, my God.
Zeppelin
listen,
songs nonetheless.
Totally fake Zeppelin. And, you know, it's funny because I'm reading some of the comments. I put a couple pictures up there and stuff. You know, it's a cover band, guys. Get over it. It was fun. I got to see all my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And but performed by people who are clearly gigantic fans. I will give them this. They're called Get the Lead Out. Ding, ding, shame. apparently, they've been touring this for like 20 years.
Oh.
And they are note-for-note perfection. You can close your eyes. The guy, you know, some songs, I'm just like, oh, my God, he's channeling Robert Plant. Like, when they did Cashmere, it was like, it was just note for note, and you just get sucked in, and they do every, just exactly, like, all the vocal fills are exactly the same. Like, it's really, it's fun. I was completely sober, didn't drink at all. I think I would have liked it more. Maybe
what's happened to you?
I'm trying to be a good girl.
You're not having fun
oh
anymore.
Oh, my God, I had a great time.
Were you driving?
I was yeah. The DD. Well, there was a bunch of us, so I didn't just, like, somebody had to not. And I wanted everyone else to go crazy. And on Friday night, I went to Hooman's party, and, you know...
No, I don't know.
Well, on Friday, we went and had drinks with a friend of ours before, like, a neighbor, before we
Jim?
Went. No, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
Yep.
What's up, Lisa?
Hey, Lisa. Actually, Lisa's in some of the pictures because in the end she wound up coming with us. So it was Lisa and her boyfriend invited us over, and then the boyfriend was sick and he couldn't be there. And it was just like sort of, I felt bad for Lisa.
Boyfriends, they're the worst.
They are the worst. He's
babies.
Like, I'm really tired. I'm like, okay, well, this has only been on the books for a month and we've moved it twice, so all right. But anyway, so we're hanging with her. My brother makes the infamous pitcher of drinks, right? Who even knows what's in them? In the end, they're just drinkable. And I thought I had two of them, but turns out he sort of filled my... And they're just, you know...
This is Friday night. Okay.
So I'm like... Because that was going to be my night to be the DD. I'm like, listen, you drive us in, John. Because he was like, I won't drink until we get to Hooman's party. And I said, I'll drink before Hooman's party. Spend 3 hours or so at Hooman's party. I won't drink there, and I'll be fine to drive home.
Boy, it's a whole thing with you guys. Have
well,
you heard of
is.
This? There's this crazy thing. They're taking up the roadways. It's called Uber.
Yeah, I don't. They're expensive.
Oh.
You know, I'd
right.
rather not.
Especially when they surge price like that.
They do. I know. On a Friday
Those
night,
nights.
They're really expensive. And
yeah.
there's a lot of us, so it's not... You can't
you can
always get
four
every...
Ubers.
Right, you have to get two Ubers
Lyft.
at the least. So, and it's just easier if one of us can drive. So John has this little breathalyzer thing.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's a little gadget that he got. Well, listen, nobody wants to... I don't want
right.
to drive drunk.
Absolutely.
Why would I? There's Uber. So when we leave the house, I'm a 0.09. I'm like, all right, well, that's, you know, over the next 3 hours, I'm going to be nothing. So 2 hours later, I haven't had a drink at Hooman's party, but I'm like, geez, I feel so buzzed. Blow again. I'm a 0.14. I'm like, oh my
alcohol snuck up on you?
The alcohol just continued to permeate me. So at that point, he's like, all right, well, I haven't really had anything to do. He goes, I'll just drive. And I'm like, great, I'm going to have more drinks. So Friday night, I was pretty ruined. And then Saturday, I just, it was easy to not drink because I was like, oh, no problem. Mm-hmm. Last thing I want to do. So they all went up. Half of our party went up at, they left at 3 o'clock and went up, found a place to drink all afternoon. I'm like, that is not what I'm going to be doing.
Wow.
I'll meet you guys for dinner, go to the show, take off. And then on Sunday, Hoomy came over and we watched 3 episodes of Deadwood, which was awesome. One of the highlights of the weekend.
Wow, look at you guys.
And then yesterday, so Sunday night, I went to bed at like 10 o'clock, woke up, I was like, oh my God, who am I? Use that? I wake up at 4 in the morning. I can't go back to sleep. So I get out of bed at 5 o'clock, go out, start making purses. It was like the ultimate weekend. It was awesome. So that was my weekend.
Sounds good.
You were making purses.
At 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m. on
morning.
Monday morning. Yeah. Wow.
And a bunch of fabric cut.
I know, but that doesn't make sense. You like to sleep till 11 or 12.
I know. But I thought to myself as I get out of bed at 5, rolled out, I'm like, I might as well just get up. It's ridiculous. I turn on the coffee. I just thought, well, this is good. I'll actually be back on my schedule. And then last night, I go to bed, like 6 o'clock. I just like can't keep my eyes open anymore. And John has a softball game or something. And I get woken up by a freaking earthquake.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Did you feel that?
I didn't feel it.
Oh my God, woke me up. I'm like in my bed going, go.
I didn't feel it either.
Oh, on and on and on it went. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bonnie felt it too.
Bonnie felt it. Alex felt it because he lives right there.
Oh, yeah. Pleasant Hill.
Yeah.
Is that right near Concord? I don't know where Pleasant Hill is. Exactly.
Pleasant Hill's East right Bay, near but... Walnut Creek.
Okay, so I used to Concord's go there. Right up there. So
a lot.
Yeah, that was where it was centered, and it was... only a 4.9, but man, got felt everywhere. They say people in Tahoe felt it, Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised none of you guys felt it.
I commuted to Pleasant Hill when I dated that gal.
Oh, fun.
That's where she
lived over in the creek.
She used to be she lived in Pleasant Hill, like that little town, but it would be
is
95.
Is it in fact pleasant?
It is. It's a nice little town, yeah. And I would be out in Ocean Beach in the
50s
in a parka, and
it's drizzling and misty here. Where is it? What about? Oh, I'm sunbathing on the deck.
Yep. Well, you know where that. Oh, you're in a swimsuit. I'm on my way.
Yeah. It'll take me 4 hours to get there. Please, son, don't go down.
I gotta go over a bridge and through a tunnel.
Yeah. The bridge and tunnel.
The Caldecott.
They added extra lanes. Didn't they do another bore or something
they did.
Since then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did?
It's still bad, though.
Oh.
Don't you worry. It's
more
it's
lanes,
no
more
easier.
Cars.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, great. I'll take
no
my
problem.
Car. Yeah. So, anyway, that earthquake, though, is crazy. And then on the way in, I mean, it just went on and on and on. I'm like, how?
What's weird is I was...
At first you think you're dreaming, you know? Mm-hmm.
I got up in the 10 o'clock hour.
Oh,
I don't know if that's why, though.
I
so it wasn't
if that
like
woke
I
up.
Could say, oh, well, I think I felt like the missus woke me up, but maybe she woke me up because, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I read it this morning and went, oh, that's over a 4.
When I lived down in Ventura, first time I ever felt an earthquake, I woke up because John was whacking me. He's like, will you stop moving around? And I'm like... As we're kind of waking up, I'm like, it's not me! Ah! It sounds like a train's going through the house. You're like, what's happening? Yeah, it was, you know. And then this morning I woke up and I'd kind of guess I'd forgotten about it. And I look at my text and my kids are going back because Riley felt it in Berkeley. And my son came running out. He was like, yeah, Dad, what's happening?
And, last night.
Yeah. Huh. Well, whenever it was, 10:30 or something. Yeah.
It was big enough to have your boy, well, he probably wasn't even asleep, right?
Oh, no. Who? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No. He was only 10:30. He was wide awake, I'm sure. So he comes running out and, you know, John's out there like, oh, my God. And so I saw that. I go, oh, yeah, that's right. Cause you know how you think you dream it when you're not really, you don't really come all the way awake. And,
right.
I mean, not fun. I don't mean to say fun, but just like, it's exciting. In the worst possible way. you know? Well, it's exciting in that nothing, you know, no reports of big damage, no one was hurt. Mm. So it's just sort of like, it's like, ah, because isn't the Loma Prieta, was October of 89?
Yeah, it's the anniversary, 30th one is Thursday.
Yikes. Oh, this Thursday?
A great shakeout.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, God, constant reminders, the fires. And now, you know, it's good. Everyone should be prepared. Yep. I hope a lot of people
are. Get your go bag.
Get your go bag. Get your 3 days worth of food and water.
Yeah. Now I'm reading all the fallout
products
from PG&E shutdown.
Yeah.
And
oh, man, really?
Newsom's like, you're going to pay all these people money.
Good.
I'm just all.
Good. They absolutely should.
I don't know
they
that.
File for bankruptcy again.
No, yeah, no. I mean, I don't.
I
get where
wrong.
He's going with that, and I get that we shouldn't have been without power, but I also don't know that asking them to give everybody rebates is going to help them stay in business.
Yeah, well, let's put them out of business, and we'll all go back to the dark ages. It'll be great.
Mm, just what the Silicon Valley needs
go
dark.
Well, what would be great is if we go dark, the Silicon Valley will have to come up with some great new way to power us all. Whatever happened to those like sandbox batteries we were hearing all about a couple years back?
Bloombox.
Bloombox? Something like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, where the hell are those? I was like, that's it. That's the new thing. A box of sand that powers your house.
I don't know. I don't know why it didn't go farther, but, you know.
Maybe somebody bought them out just to
there's power.
Squash it.
Well, look.
Yeah, PG&E.
There's powers in, you know, motion where you go, why hasn't plastic been stopped? And then you realize there are people in the plastic business that are keeping themselves.
The plastic lobby is strong.
You go, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
So maybe
not everyone feels this way.
Squashed Bloombox and the technology that could have gone somewhere. And
well, they say that, you know, so many things that could cure bad diseases, et cetera, they get bought up by big companies that don't want them to happen.
Oh, I don't want to believe that one, though.
But believe it.
I don't.
Well, you have to believe it. It's true. It's happening all around us. Stop it. Stop it, Vinny. Just stop it. Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyway, your weekend sounds great.
Yeah, it was great.
I, on the other hand, just did
dadding.
Kid stuff.
Well, that's great, actually.
I take that back. I had a night, a bachelor night on
what does that mean?
Saturday night.
Tell me all about that.
Well, it was one of those things where the missus was like, so it's my mom's birthday, and I was like, have her over. Bye.
Oh.
So she came over, and they had a party, and I went over to the apartment, and I played guitar.
Oh, by bachelor night, you mean all by yourself alone in an apartment.
Right.
I see. I thought one of your friends was getting married or something.
I watched sports. I put on a movie.
Oh, my God.
I watched Spider-Man Homecoming. Yeah.
How was it?
It's okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching that.
I don't want to say anything because it sort of spoils something. Meh. Jake Gyllenhaal. Meh.
Oh, what's he doing in that?
I don't know. When you see it and you figure out what he's doing in that, you tell me.
I'll let you know.
Because I was watching it going, what is this?
Well, look, if you can get Jake Gyllenhaal in your picture, I mean, the guy's amazing.
Is he?
Isn't he?
I don't know.
Brokeback Mountain, come on.
Was he good in that?
Oh, he was excellent. Yeah. Oh, what a conflicted character.
Well, actually,
he was less conflicted than Heath Ledger's character. He was just like, no, it's me and you, come on. And Heath was like, well, I'm married.
To a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, to Michelle Williams. At one point, he wanted Jake. He's doing her. He just can't get there. He's like, flip over. So he can do her Jake style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good movie.
And it worked?
It's a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that worked.
Well, yeah. You don't have to look at her face anymore. He can picture Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's the problem?
He's in love.
I understand, but the face was the thing that was causing him issue?
He's like doing a girl, and he's like, you know what I need?
A boy.
That boy. Yeah. It wasn't just a boy, it was that boy. It was a love story. It's a great movie. You should watch that.
I don't need to see that.
I think you'd like it.
I'm not a love story guy.
It's complicated.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
In my life.
Mm.
Love stories.
No. More sports, less love stories.
Ugh. And there are sports, too.
Oh, my God.
Niners won.
The Nationals are a game away from the World Series, for God's sake. It's so crazy.
And they got rid of their best player this year.
Oh.
They're Bryce Harper? Is that the guy's name?
I don't know any of their names.
Anyway, he was one of the big money free agents the year before and had hung out like a $300 million price tag.
Oh.
And the Nats went, bye. Mm. Have a good one. See ya.
We're going to go to the series without you.
And, well, they could never have guessed they'd be where they are.
No, well, they were what? They
he
played in on a wild card, for God's
that
sake.
That they are. So he's home with his Phillies that he moved over to. And the Nats are about to clinch.
Yeah. So you're...
I don't have any teams in the...
No, nothing. Are they going to play? Do we know? Is it already decided?
What is it? It's Yankees, Astros are playing.
Okay. And who's leading that series?
I believe it's it might be tied up. Let me look.
Okay.
And then the Nats and the Cardinals. And the Cardinals
are in a must-win right now.
They're good.
Listen, they're all good. They're all right up there playing in the semifinals. I
would have said the Nats didn't have a freaking chance.
I mean, hello.
What do we got here?
Well, it's a wild. You know, it's no excuse to, you know, that's a fun story.
They tied?
You know? Oh, the
League
Astros
Championship Series, Game 3, series tied.
Yeah, Game 3 is today.
Yeah.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock? Could that be right?
Sure.
Yeah, it says 1.
Does it say that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're playing on the East Coast, it would be 4.
Okay, that sounds more like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Series tied, 1-1.
Playing again tomorrow and Thursday.
All right.
What'd you do this weekend, Yuzi?
Yeah, let's hear you, San Carlos Street
Fair. Finally bone Johnny V?
Saturday.
Oh, good. You bone him or you just do the
Saturday.
Other?
Saturday. No, I did it all.
Oh, good.
You did it all?
Yeah. Not the one thing you care about. Right. my little cousin and her boyfriend came to town on Saturday.
I saw some pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, we checked into their hotel down the street from my house, and then we went over to San Carlos, went to the fair.
How was
that? San Carlos Wine and Craft Fair. Good. It's always a good time. We walked around for a while, and then we got a seat at a restaurant there.
Did you buy any random wire coat hanger art?
I didn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I did see a lot of nice artwork there. But
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just looked at it. John would never like that.
Exactly right.
So we ran into a few people there. We had food there. And then they wanted to go do something else. So I'm like, all right, drop me off at home. I'm ready to go.
I'm all done with this. Have a great time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wherever you're going, I'm sure I don't want to go. Yeah. So I'm going
to have a ball.
Mm-hmm. So they did. They actually went to Hayward and went to a vegan. They're vegans.
They went to
a vegan restaurant.
You have vegans in your family?
Yeah.
Oh. Are they always in a bad mood?
Mexicans could be vegans.
I didn't know that. I actually did not know that. And speaking of that, I broke my meat thing this weekend.
Oh, what'd you have?
Your meat thing.
Remember, I wasn't going to eat beef anymore. Yeah. No, my son made beef stew, and it just smelled on Friday night. It smelled so good, and we were leaving. I'm like, all right, give me one bite of that.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's all one bite. One bite was delicious.
Doesn't count.
It counts,
you're
but
fine.
Whatever. Please. I went back and read that article. It wasn't nearly as
convincing,
as world-saving as I've been led to believe.
Well, I have been eating more chicken.
Yeah. Look, I'll put
since
a pause on
Vinny
it.
Did that article. I mean, I'm still going to eat my meat.
Every day. Chicken counts as meat.
Chicken does count as meat, but we were talking about beef.
Beef specifically.
Yeah.
So anyway, so your vegan cousins.
Yeah, so they went out on their own, did their own thing.
Oh my God, it sucks to be vegan.
And then we met up over at another restaurant by my house.
Where there was food you could eat?
Yeah, but I didn't end up eating because I had nachos from the day before that I ate for breakfast, like at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, man, you're the king of saving food for another day.
I am. This is so funny. So Sunday night for dinner, I went and got a rotisserie chicken, and then I made all the sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Wait, you made the sides?
Mm-hmm. you know.
So you still made a mess in the kitchen after buying the chicken?
Yeah, well, it's not a mess.
Oh, boy.
Two pots, a couple spoons. You know,
I'm totally with you. I do that all the time. I'll just go buy pre-cooked chicken and put it in the middle of a platter with some potatoes that I did and green beans.
Totally.
I'm like, look at this beautiful meal I've made.
So John and I ate some dinner, and then last night for dinner, I was like, hey, we still have some chicken left. He goes, yeah, there's still potatoes and corn. I go, okay, I'll just heat that up. And so he goes, I give him his food. He goes, isn't this great? We got two meals out of this. I'm like, yeah, it is great.
Yeah, two full meals. Two people can't eat a whole chicken. Come on.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
You do the white meat
awesome.
One night. You each get like a big thigh and leg the next night. It's good.
You just swore some people to staying single for the rest of their lives.
They heard that. This is great.
This is great. We got two meals out of that chicken you bought.
We got two meals,
I got two meals out of my nachos, too, that I got the day before.
Boy, the nachos, though, those things suffer. Day in the fridge.
They do, but I was eating them with a fork. You know, they're not at the crunchy chips.
You do. Oh, all right. So you put the nachos on, and then you just pile all kinds of crap on top and pull out pieces on the first night, and then you have to fork them the next night?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do nachos like that. No, what are you doing? What's that face for?
We're talking about getting two meals of chicken. Like,
two meals of chicken.
Yeah, I don't understand what's wrong with that.
Let's get on the kit. Pass me that Afghan and let's watch a repeat.
Sounds good. Go.
What's
we got two viewings out of
what
this show,
the
didn't
problem,
we?
Honey. Yeah.
KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. We are off to the races, people. Let's get her done.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.